I'm Anthony Morneau at 6:45. Edmundo Resendez recently talked with author Laura Gomez about her new book, Manifest Destinies.
With you growing up, doing the Chicano movement, seeing your father, and over the years, politically speaking, you have people that look to Latinos and call them illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. Where are we today?
Yeah, I think that there's really been a backsliding in some ways, right? So the period where we were like, brown is beautiful, building on the Black civil rights movement and sort of saying, you know, we were embracing our indigenous past, has been affected by the national discourse about immigrants. And so a lot of Americans think that Mexican Americans are primarily immigrants, which is not the case. And even other Latinos, for example, there's research that shows that white Americans think that Puerto Ricans are immigrants and Puerto Ricans are not immigrants, right? They can go back and forth freely between the island and the U.S. But all of us are, I think, brought down by the hatred that we see in the present moment. For example, during the presidential election, when then candidate Trump was berating Mexicans and kind of conjuring the specter of the Mexican rapist and the Mexican drug dealer and the Mexican criminal, that was not so different from the notion of the Black predator who's a criminal and a threat to white women, for example. So, you know, you see these evolutions in how we think about people in this rhetoric, and at the national level, this ends up having some effect on our day-to-day interactions and how people are treated by the police or how people might be treated by their neighbor.
What advice do you give to young Latinos who might be discouraged by the rhetoric that exists today when it comes to politics?
I would encourage them to look for sources of pride and sort of reject that hateful rhetoric and instead sort of embrace the fact that there is this incredible cultural production that Latinos are experiencing it right now.
Laura Gomez, author of Manifest Destinies. The Trump administration has asked local law enforcement to assist with immigration enforcement duties. Commentator Peter Goodman shares his thoughts.
County Sheriff Kiki Vigil says he does not enforce federal immigration laws. He says his people just stop drug trafficking and help the poor travelers stranded by coyotes. He recently wrote that immigration laws are the Fed's province, not part of his duty. Adding, quote, if local law enforcement becomes immigration agents, it will discourage undocumented residents from reporting crime, and that community will be targeted and preyed upon. That's right, and it's county policy. But DASO does enforce immigration laws, costing maybe 800 people their freedom during the past 18 months, people who committed no state crimes. One DASO report lists 518 CBP referrals during the October 2016 to September 2017 period. Looking at other records for that period, I counted more than 600 people whom DASO reported to Border Patrol, helped Border Patrol apprehend, or otherwise assisted the feds in imprisoning. For those 600, reports mention no state crimes. I didn't count the handful who were reportedly bringing in drugs or smuggling undocumented humans. Records show another 195 CBP referrals in the last 6 months, with only 6 arrests. The vast majority were not carrying drugs for sale. Border Patrol is doing its job, whether or not you agree with its job description. Some would argue DASO should do that job, too. Sheriff Vigil says he shouldn't and doesn't, but apparently he does. 600 people last year, many in groups of 2 or 3, without any apparent intent to break New Mexico's laws. I've tried to get Sheriff Vigil to explain the contradiction and why he isn't lying, but he hasn't responded yet. Last fall, to obtain County Commission approval of Stone Garden grants, Vigil's undersheriff promised the commission that those grants would not require DASO to enforce immigration laws, but would be used to fight drugs and gun running. They said they'd follow county policy. I asked Commissioner Billy Garrett whether Stone Garden meant enforcing federal law. Garrett said, quote, They were not supposed to be using Stone Garden for enforcement of immigration laws, and I've asked every time it came up. Video of that commission meeting seems to show Dasso flatly misleading the commission to get the grant approved. Commissioner John Vasquez posed a scenario. What if a deputy working overtime on Stone Garden money has intel that someone is running drugs in Hatch? Say he stops the car and finds there are no drugs, but the driver is here illegally. Roberts says that if there were no state crimes, we'd have to go back to our policy that we don't enforce the immigration laws. They would be released. Vasquez pointed out that the county could terminate the grant. Will the commission look into that?
Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.